Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Erica. May I please have your zip code?
04086. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. And may I please have your first and last name?
Lauren Poor.
You said Poor?
Poor, P-O-R-R.
Could it be under a different first name?
Nancy Poor.
Thank you for that. And may you please verify the address for security purposes?
Ma'am, I'm at the point where I'm really frustrated that I've gotten caught in a scam here, and I'm worried about giving out personal information. You have a purchase that you're trying to charge on my card for $29.87.
Okay, so I do see you have the wireless earbuds in the silicone protective case and a fitness tracker. The fitness tracker was $29.80.
Ma'am, I contacted my credit card company. They said that there were two charges went through, separate phone numbers to contact people, and then a third for the phone number for you, which I dialed 855-523-2688. Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. The $29.87 is something that I never charged, and I want it canceled.
Yes, sir. That was for the fitness tracker. The charge was declined. It never went through.
Well, I understand that, ma'am. I want it canceled because right now it's looking to recharge my card. I never asked for a fitness tracker.
Yes, sir.
And I need a confirmation number that it has been canceled so that when I reactivate my card, you don't turn around and try to charge it again.
Yes, sir. Well, you want to cancel just the fitness tracker or the
earbuds as well? I was given three phone numbers that I had to call, and I spent 10 minutes on each of the first two without getting through. I finally got through to you. Are you telling me you can cancel all of these things?
Yes, sir. If that's what you like for me to do.
That's what I would like to do because I saw that I was getting earbuds at only paying shipping and handling, and $6.99 I can handle. But then when they tack on $18.97 for a case for the earbuds, which I never asked for, I can't handle that. And they tack on a fitness tracker, which I didn't ask for, I can handle that. So I want to cancel everything.
Yes, sir. Even with I can offer a 35% discount?
Ma'am, everything.
Yes, sir. Well, I can offer 50% discount if you'd like to at least give the earbuds
ma'am,
a try.
Cancel everything.
Yes, sir. Well, we had to lose you as a customer. I can possibly offer the 75% discount if you wish to give it another try.
Ma'am, cancel everything.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment, please. I'm still here. I'll be done in just a moment.
Okay.
I'll be done in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so everything has been canceled. The charges of $699 and $1897 for the earbuds and the earbuds case have been voided. Those charges will void off your account within 3 to 5 business days. Also have your confirmation number. Just let me know you're ready to write it down.
I got on my wife's email a confirmation for the $1897. Am I going to get, or is she going to get a confirmation on the $649 or $699 and the $2987?
excuse me. Yes, sir, you will get one for the $6.99, but not for the $29.87 because the charge was declined. So we didn't void that charge. It never went through. So you won't get one for the $29.87. Only for the two charges that went through and we were able to void and cancel.
Okay. Now, the confirmation number that I got for the 1897 was 5α505F4BC9?
Yes, sir. That will be for both.
For both the 1897 and the 2987?
Yes, sir, because it was combined to one charge of $25.96.
Okay, that's not what the email says, but I haven't had a chance to read the summary below. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what's the confirmation number? Is there a confirmation number for the 2987?
No, it's not one for the 2987.
Okay. Now, not with my permission, two more transactions were added at a total of $50 trying to charge my credit card, which means that there apparently is access to my credit card number and charging my credit card number on my request for the $6.99. What assurances that I have do I get? How do I control? You have my credit card information.
Okay,
you can charge whatever you want on there. What's the assurance right now? What promises do I have?
No, sir, we're not able to charge anything to your card. What happened is that the $6.99 and $18.97 charge was combined to $25.96. And then they were charged for the fitness tracker, which was $29.87, which totaled up to around $50-something. But the $29.87 didn't go through, and the only thing that was charged was the combination of $6.99 and $18.97, which is totaled to $25.96.
But you were able to do the $18.97 and the $29.87 without my direct permission, and you did it anyway. What is to say you're not going to charge a washing machine on my credit card 5 minutes from now after I hang up?
No, sir. I can assure you that will not happen.
Unfortunately, everything is canceled. I believe you, but I can't trust just word of mouth.
Yes, sir. But your account is canceled to where you won't be billed or shipped anything further. So you won't receive anything at all. Everything has been completely canceled out. So you won't be charged or shipped anything at all. Everything will be returned back to your card.
Okay. Before I let you go, though, right now, I talked to my credit card company, and they put a freeze on any attempts to charge the $29.87.
Yes, sir. It won't go through now that it has been canceled.
And what is the confirmation for the $29.87?
Well, it was never charged, so it was not that we could cancel. But since the other charges were canceled, it won't go through.
Right. But what I'm saying to you is, if 5 minutes from now I hang up and the card gets charged for the $29.87, if I lift it with my credit card company, I have no recourse. I can't go to a billing dispute because you told me over the phone that it was canceled, but it could be sitting there on your computer waiting for me to lift the ban on that purchase in my credit card. And as soon as they do lift that ban on my credit card, you let the thing go through. Now I have to call you again, and I have to wait for 30 minutes on the telephone to get a hold of you. So I need something to say that the 20, some confirmation number that I can use to do a billing dispute on the 2987 if what I say comes true.
Okay. Well, there's no confirmation number for it because, again, didn't go through. But since it never went through, it won't be attempted to charge anymore. Not at all. That one attempt was the only attempt. And then since it was declined, it won't go through at all. It's not going to go through at all.
Again, I'm totally, you're asking me to totally rely on word of mouth.
And
do you have a, I'm not going to sit here all night and wait on the supervisor because I understand how that goes. I have my doubts, but thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir. And I can assure you, you're not going to be charged any further. Everything has been canceled.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.